It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, Interior Alaska. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. My name is Sarah Hollister, and I am here with my development director, my work BFF.
Ride or die.
Ride or die. Seriously.
Yeah.
Katie Yarrow.
And we are just here to have some fun under the midnight sun.
Under the happy solstice.
Happy solstice, everyone.
Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to talk.
Please hear this mysterious voice with us.
Who might we be talking to? Who would a solstice guest be?
Somebody very special on the solstice day.
Yes.
This beautiful, it seriously is Interior's Christmas.
Yes.
Like, it is our day. And the man of the hour, the guy who puts it all together.
Yeah.
We've got David Vandenberg here as the from the Downtown Association.
Mr. Executive Director.
Mr. Executive Director. Hi, David.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's a busy day today.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Yes. So the Downtown Association is actually responsible for putting on the Midnight Sun Festival,
where thousands upon thousands of community members and guests, people come up for this festival.
Absolutely.
To all come just descend on our downtown and celebrate the midnight sun.
Upwards of like 20,000 people, right?
Isn't it Alaska's largest single day event is kind of what we say, because we believe it could be, we believe it is, and then, you know, it's not like we can do an aerial count like biologists do and come up with a count for the day. We don't take attendance. It's a free event open to the public.
However, I would challenge anyone to a
state fair. You got nothing on us.
I would challenge somebody to find facts that lead us elsewhere.
Yeah.
We all know this is the place to be on solstice.
It is.
And we're here for the food. And the faces and the fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
But before we get into all that,
yes,
we got to get behind the mission, because the Downtown Association, full disclosure, I am on the board, but they do so much more. They do so much more than just our solstice festivals. You know, they're here for the downtown, essentially downtown Fairbanks.
The heart of the Golden Heart.
Yeah. So as we get into it, let's talk about mission. What is the mission of the Downtown Association?
The mission of the Downtown Association, I'm going to give it to you verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
It's to identify and fill critical social service gaps, lessening the burdens of government, while at the same time maintaining the vitality and improving the overall quality of life in downtown Fairbanks. It is... what it really means, then, of course, is probably what anybody would really want to know. To lessen the burdens of government, it's where you see that government is maybe in an ambiguous role where they can use community partners. And so we have helped them for years with the Community Service Patrol and then the Emergency Services Patrol. And now it's back again as... It's a new Emergency Services Patrol, and we stand with the city on that. It's a relationship that's been going on for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other things too that, you know, we could go into in more depth when you see the city needing help with other things that might even be their chartered powers, but they don't really maybe know how to exercise them, you know. But if they did, things might be better. So that lessens the burdens of government, and those types of things would be like with the Polaris Hotel.
Long-term problems.
We worked, you know, it wasn't really something that the city wanted to deal with, but we helped to lessen the burden of government by helping to raise the money to then give to the city that was earmarked, that could only be used for the purchase of the building, so that the city could then get to taking down their own building.
Yeah.
And so... that's what that would mean.
Great example of it.
Anyway.
And think about it when, you know, mayors change. And so you're able to keep that priority forefront to whoever you work with, whatever mayor's in office. You're able to, like, remind them, hey, Polaris Building, hey, this is a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a huge benefit to the stability of these like kind of big projects.
It's a priority, and we're willing to help. You know, it's our mission to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So the maintaining the vitality and improving the overall quality of life in downtown Fairbanks. That's a really a big one. But it's it's how we get to the festival.
Yeah.
These things they happen in downtowns. You know, the Midnight Sun Festival isn't happening out on the Johansson.
Yeah.
It's happening in the mm-hmm. the seat of our historic community.
Right.
So we have the Midnight Sun Festival and then the Winter Solstice Festival. Those are two big ones. And then we don't do enough on like a monthly basis, but we try.
Yeah.
But our real emphasis is on these two large signature events.
Yeah, to draw the people downtown. Mm-hmm. But then between then, you know, things people don't think about, snow removal. I know you were a big push of snow removal and, you know, not having anywhere for people to park because the snow hasn't been removed. So people are parking so far away. I think we all remember your shoe picture.
Good.
Where he measured with his shoes how far people were parking from even the lip of the sidewalk. And then
they couldn't get close enough to it.
Yeah. So, and they couldn't see it either.
Yeah.
It was buried. So, the curb was buried by snow in the street.
Right. Which restricts things, lessens parking spaces, all the things. So all the things you might not even think about when you're going downtown, that's what Downtown Association likes to focus on.
Yeah. Making sure that everything's running smoothly. Yeah. And like you had said, David, just like those strategic partnerships and long-term knowledge of some of these larger projects, like we don't always think about behind the mission, behind the curtain, behind the scenes, all these things that happen, and very few things in this town happen because of one entity. They happen because of partnerships across organizations and across like our collective knowledge and resources to truly move the needle forward and make sure that our Golden Heart community stays this beautiful home that we've created for generations to come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we do. We have a lot of history, but we got a whole lot of future too.
But we need to unite.
Ooh, better united.
Better united in our problems.
Live united, if you
we
will.
We should live united. A small plug for United Way right there. You heard it. Beyond that, you guys also do some work with abandoned properties.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And
that's an outgrowth of the Polaris, and we call it the Polaris Encore. Just because that same issue, you see, you know, we've got a city building department that through a permitting process and through, you know, fees for a project, you know, they bring buildings to life. And then you get buildings, but now you go out like 40 or 50 years or whatever the time frame is, and now there's really not much to like take a building out of operation that's past the end of its useful life and has now become a burden on the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So then, it's a little bit like, the city has, I think, been extremely responsive. They totally, you know, they understand it. It's just, it's political will and time and all those things.
And money.
So much money.
Money.
To address some of these dangerous properties. And, the one that really brought it to a head after the Polaris was the Alaska Motor Inn Lacey Street, right across from Mount McKinley Bank. And it's the type of, juxtaposition of, the newest building in town being across from this thing that is dragging down the entire neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And you can see evidence of that in just about every neighborhood in Fairbanks. So we feel that we've, it's a city power. And we said the lack of exercise of this power is hurting downtown. And, it could potentially even be harming Fairbanks. And, these are not necessarily our ideas. We just agree with them. And when you have you'd said that administrations change. And right now, there was a time when, anyway, we're just, we think the city's in capable hands and doing good stuff.
Yeah.
We're a small community and we can thrive.
Yeah.
Like you said, there's a lot of future. There's more future than preamble.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and I mean, I'll I'll speak to. I feel like, you know, the Polaris was a big lift to start getting that taken down. It took a lot of time to even get to there. And now it's coming down and everybody pushed a lot to create all that forward momentum. And then I feel like the Alaska Lodge is kind of riding that wave, because I feel like there was a lot more action taken a lot quicker, because now we kind of have this roadmap of, okay, we're doing this, we're going to do this too. And I'm sure that there will be other projects very quickly on the horizon as these other ones wrap up, because mm-hmm. we can see the benefits of it. And we're like, okay, no, we're going to keep this progress rolling, because what, body in motion stays in motion, all the things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And community in motion stays in motion.
Yeah. Mm. And making our downtown just be an inviting place. You know, I think at one point, you know, I grew up here, so I remember, you grew up here.
I grew up here,
too. We remember downtown. We remember, you know, it wasn't always as safe as it feels right now.
Right.
And so we've come a long way, but now we want to make it even more inviting. We want to get all of those vacancies, all of the vacant, you know, storefronts, all of the vacant, you know, houses. We want people there. We want it to be vibrant.
And we want to ensure, because, I mean, we... You know, to speak to the progress that is happening, there are some beautiful new organizations, new businesses that are popping up everywhere. And we want to make sure that they can be successful, that they're set up to continue those businesses and then have new neighbors and everybody move in. You know, mm-hmm. we got a new brewery. We got mm-hmm. a great new gift shop
for
restaurants.
Locals.
Yes.
We got to get our locals, you know.
Yeah.
And coming in. Yeah.
I think we've been. I think it's a steady incline. There, you know, you guys are working on a facade project with, I believe.
Explore Fairbanks and the city.
Explore Fairbanks and the city, yep. where businesses can get a grant, I think up to $50,000, and it's a match to beautify the front of their building, make it more welcoming, appealing. It a nice place to see. Imagine looking down Second Avenue and just, you know, having just this nice storefronts on everything.
Of signage and color mm-hmm. and hopefully some more murals and mm-hmm. our local art, like hopefully some of our culture as well.
I like that neon light idea too. I think somebody threw out a while back.
Oh, I always think of like the old pictures of downtown mm-hmm. that we get to see, where it's like, oh, wouldn't it be fun if we had a couple throwbacks?
Yeah.
I love a vintage vibe.
Yes. Yes.
I think you were referencing Humble Roots and End of Line.
Yeah. And,
End of the Line. Yeah. There's also Solstice Books.
Yep.
There's new bookstore.
New bookstore.
Which is right next to Gather.
That's true. Which is newly renovated, taking mm-hmm. an old building and making it something hip and new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got some up and coming.
And we got businesses who have been here for a couple of years, but you know, as we beautify and bring more people down, you can re-shine spotlights on people who have been here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And investing in our downtown to help with your mission.
Yep.
You know, the more people that can invest and dream of what it could be, the faster that dream comes to fruition.
Yep.
Completely. Yeah. Well, don't go anywhere. We got to do a quick commercial break. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We're here with David Vandenberg, the Executive Director of the Downtown Association. And we are going
to
talk.
We're going to run out to that festival real quick. We'll be right
back. Midnight Sun Festival, because if you don't have plans today, I got some plans for you. So stick with us.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley is proudly sponsored by the Rotary Club of Fairbanks. Looking for a way to make a difference right here in the interior? The Rotary Club of Fairbanks is where neighbors, leaders, and doers come together to create lasting change. From supporting youth programs to community improvement projects, Rotary is all about service above self. Want to make a bigger impact? Join us at one of our weekly meetings. Learn more about how you can get involved by visiting our Facebook page, The Rotary Club of Fairbanks.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Thanks for sticking around with us. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley, where we sit down with our local nonprofits and we get behind their mission. We find out what they do,
why they do it.
Why they do it.
And how we can help.
And support. How you can help. And we have an awesome guest today. If you are just tuning in, it's a special day. You could say this is Fairbanks Christmas. I don't care.
It's the best day of the year.
Best day of the year. Our celebratory solstice day. And we have the person of the hour who runs the beautiful Midnight Sun Festival that you should get to in about
if you're not there already, you better get there now.
I think it's opening or starting in about 15 minutes. Perfect. So give or take a few minutes.
So if you get in the car now.
Drive there.
Get there.
And park.
Be there. Or be square.
So, Midnight Sun Festival. If you've never, ever been there, let me tell you what to expect. How many vendors do you think you got this year?
Oh, about 120.
Was
that all?
120.
Just 120.
They're from all over Alaska, but we are careful to make sure we get about 50% from the interior. But it is truly... It's an Alaskan event, but it's a Fairbanks event.
And it's everything from nonprofit booths to people who make crafts, sell crafts.
A little bit of information, I'm sure, sprinkled in there, and some of the best food.
And then the food trucks.
Yeah, the food trucks. But I'm going to let this is a food and retail event, and we have parameters around how many nonprofits and informational booths we let in. And those who come in have a direct connection to downtown. That's kind of the criteria they have to meet. So this is like meat and potatoes, fun festival, food and retail and live music from noon to midnight. And
Bouncy houses?
Ready to go. Bouncy house, of course.
Right by
Mount McKinley Bank in the parking lot there.
Tell me you're a little kid, Mom. Tell me you're a little kid, Mom.
I promised bouncy houses. So good. Food, fun, music. We've got some music. So who are we going to see today? Music.
Well, we have 33 acts on three stages. So that is three acts every hour. And, these bands are really mostly from the interior. Mm-hmm. And some come up from South Central. But it's performance acts. We call them performance acts. There's probably about two-thirds musical performances, and then others are, let's just say, dance troupes or aerial silks. Some comedy, things like that.
Ooh, is that new?
If for some reason it's not your cup of tea at any one stage, you can go to two others. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, and our stages are sponsored. You know, I really should say that. Yeah. You know why we do this festival, and I'm exhausted. I ask myself this every year. But we know why we do it, and it's to do something. You know, it's a signature event for downtown, and we have wonderful partners with our sponsors that make it all possible.
Yeah.
So the event is it's brought to you by Ken Ross Alaska.
Nice.
And then we have three big stages sponsored by Kendall Toyota, Explore Fairbanks, and Good Cannabis.
Nice.
Awesome. So it's a whole bunch of. Kind of a variety of sponsors, and we work hard to pull all this off. And the way you get here, the way you could park, If you can imagine the downtown, like on 2nd Avenue, 1st Avenue, 2nd Avenue, 3rd Avenue, between Cushman and Noble Street, don't park there. But every place else is open to parking. Downtown, mm-hmm. it's a Saturday. Really, per near anything goes, you can park anywhere.
Yeah.
And if you get in trouble, please call me afterwards at the Downtown Association, and I'll
we'll sort it out.
I don't think you will block anybody in. Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
In.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Park politely. Yes. You know, you can't park like a crazy person, but park politely. And David,
I got
you
back.
Make sure you're good.
Got we got you. We want you here.
We got you. And the parking garage is open. Yeah.
So oh yeah.
That's
I'm sorry.
A great one. That's a great. If you're just like, I don't know where to park. I'm new to Fairbanks. Look up the parking garage, head there, and are they free or they're $1 an hour?
It's $1 an hour after the first hour.
Okay.
And so, like, the worst you'll be in for staying the entire day is, like, 11 bucks.
Yeah, that's if you stay the whole day.
Yeah.
And you know where you are, and you're pretty darn
close.
You're
pretty close. The action. It is, because right. Parking does get, if you're new, you've never been there, expect, you know, parking gets full, but the parking garage generally will have space, you know. Somewhere to park, and the closer you get to the event, you'll see the traffic gets a little more crazy. But a lot of people just, you know, when the traffic gets crazy, they park where they're at and they walk, and mm-hmm. and that's what we do. It's, you know,
and it's solstice, is the longest day of the year.
Yeah, yeah, and
enjoy it. We're here to enjoy the outdoors,
and you can bike too. Are you
doing sure.
the bikes?
Yeah, and there's a thank you for yes going deep on what's available at the parking garage. Uh-huh. The Lavery Transportation Center, there is a bike valet there all day. Right. And so yes, you can bike down and probably chain off to anything just as mm-hmm. much as you can park anywhere.
Yeah.
You can do it politely.
You
but
enjoy those nice new bike lanes that are heading down Barnett Street.
Oh, yeah.
We get you right here.
That's
in
right.
a jiffy.
Yep.
But if you get to the parking garage, and if you want a valet where your bike is securely stored, go to the parking garage there on 3rd Avenue, 3rd and Noble.
And they'll stash it for you. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. amazing. I didn't know that that was mm-hmm. a thing.
Yeah. And we got 3-on-3 basketball this year.
Yeah, we got 3-on-3 basketball is up in Juror Park parking.
Okay, it was there last year.
They're
going to
be starting. I think they're starting in a couple hours here. About 2 o'clock, I think, is when they start. They're going to be in Juror parking right along Griffin Park.
Uh-huh.
And in Griffin Park, we're this is not part of the festival, but I'm just going to tell you that I am aware of an adjacent activity happening in Griffin Park by the river. It's horse rides, pony rides put on by the Alaska Rodeo Association.
Nice.
So anyway, you know, not part of the festival, but since we're up there anyway, we've got basketball on one side, horse rides on the other, and then to the south is all of the food and music.
Uh-huh.
And we also have Ariel Silks performing most of the day mm-hmm. at First and Cushman. The Vernon Nash Car Club is at Shoreway Drive in front of the church, the Immaculate Conception Church.
Oh, yeah, they're going to have all the cars. So you can walk over the bridge. You
that's
go to
right.
the festival, hang out, walk over the bridge. You can see all the old cars, right?
Yep, and that's from 4 to 8.
4 to 8, okay.
Let's see. And then I think, yeah, you'd asked about the jump and play. We have, there's going to be one, and
Bouncy
it's there
House.
Noon to midnight.
There
oh, yes, that's always super packed, full of kids.
Plus,
but always a good time.
But again, just further stating, there's something for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a hero. Is the Heroes competition?
The Heroes Games, yes.
Hero Games. There's a hero. Do you know the Heroes Games? You would like the Heroes Games,
the
Katie.
Heroes
full of a bunch of heroes.
Now, I had just pulled open my stage, what's happening where on which stages.
Yeah.
Mm. And the Hero Games is happening on the Kindle stage. I mentioned that they're mm-hmm. a major sponsor. They have their own stage, and they are having the Hero Games, which is like, you know, strength and endurance from 3 to 6 p.m. And it's between the branches of the military.
I was going to say it's military, right?
And it's also fire and police. And I think that they've made it so that they can have like groups of people who, I mean, not sure, but like who can stand in for, say, the Salsha fire department. Yeah. If the Salsha fire department can't field a team to come in here, well, it sounds like they're able to deputize a group to come in and rep on their behalf. Log carry, the man carry, the Humvee
push. You've never seen this, have you?
You're right. I'm interested. The man carry.
I was like, you've never seen it. It is a fun. It's a very fun competition.
Yeah.
You just see girls and guys just burrowing, you know, these just being strong.
Being
showing
strong.
Off their strength.
That's right.
Being strong.
Just being strong.
While you're over on the side eating your spinach bread and drinking your, you know, beverage of choice.
That's right.
Wonderful.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, gosh.
And I should say that Hoodoo is also going to be taking over, or they're being allocated space in the festival. And it's really good partnership, again, to have a beer garden.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's the festival beer garden, and that's happening at 3rd and Cushman.
3rd and Cushman.
And, you know, other landmarks would be Lichen, just right there to the south.
Okay, so that's the beer garden.
Mm-hmm, and kind of at the out the back door of the co-op.
At the on
3rd
okay.
Avenue.
Nice.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're new this year. It was Goldie's, I think, last year.
That's right.
Year.
Yep.
So that'll be a really fun. And then the other side, you've got Lavelle's Tap House.
That's right.
So you could just start at one and go to the other.
And then right just a little ways around the corner, you got Humble Roots.
Oh, yeah. Humble Roots. That's a great day.
I think they're doing their grand opening.
Yep.
Solstice.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, what a
so think about it. You've got rodeo, basketball, and Humble Roots. I mean, they really are out there kind of in the green space.
Yep.
On that side.
But it's continuing. Like, there's really no direction that you're going to go in this diameter of centrally downtown that there's not something.
Right.
And everything connects to everything. There's lots to explore, something for everybody. The thing I love about the festival is if you want to come down and spend the whole day, you won't be bored a single moment. There's something to do every bit. But also, if you just want to come down and hang out for an hour, it's worth it. It's worth it to come, hang out, stay as long as you're comfortable, as long as you like, but just come and experience it because it is, we survive the long, dark winter. We survive winter solstice so we can thrive in summer solstice.
And if you're local, it's the one time a year, maybe two times a year, you're going to see everybody from your high school.
But don't let that deter you. Please come down.
No.
Yeah, right.
That was not supposed to deter, but, you know, I get that. Oh, gosh. Such a great festival.
Well, yeah. So I guess, I don't know, David, is there anything that you would want to leave the audience with? You know, we really do want to shine the light that you guys do so much more than the signature event. The signature event is so important and valued in our community, but you do so much more for the community. Is there anything that you would want to leave the community with, or ways that they can get involved or support or connect with you?
That's a broad question.
I know.
If I weren't so sleep deprived, I would probably have more to say. But
that's all right.
But I would like to just, you know, let's do the website, which is downtownfairbanks.com, and you can see a lot about what we do in there. You know, you can sign up for a newsletter or contact us. Thank you for that. But I would say the festival, we love it. We put a lot of energy into it. But every year when we're cleaning up, we realize it's the same downtown that it was the day before. And we really want to continue to see downtown grow and prosper and more development, fewer parking lots. And that's you know, we want people to invest in downtown. So whether that's by coming for a little while and spending some money, or actually seeking out the development opportunities to address the market needs of, I think it has to be said, you know, we're looking for private sector investment downtown. Mm-hmm. How's that?
Set up shop. We make it home.
And
make it somewhere where you spend time and money.
Yeah. And you could be a member of Downtown Association, right?
Yes.
So that's on that's on the website as
it
well.
Is.
Yeah. And so anybody can be a member. It supports the mission. And then you're updated, and you can go to the membership meetings and find out how you can get involved.
Thank you for being on my board.
Thank you. It's been so much fun, such an eye-opener for me. And it's such a great way to just be involved with the community. Thank you, David. Thank you. We are coming on our last few seconds here.
We're just gonna happy solstice.
Yeah, get to the Midnight Sun Festival starting right now. It is starting.
You better be turning off your car, turning off your radio, and we will talk to you next week.
This week.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.